Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Glenn Selk joining us as we talk about cows in poor body condition. They're a problem. Back on that in just a moment.
Whoa, 99, slow down. Chew your food or you're going to bloat.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, just yesterday, I felt awful.
Yeah, you looked awful. Bovine respiratory disease will do that to you.
Don't I know it. But they gave me Baytril 100.
Ooh, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Single-dose Baytril 100 doesn't work like a mass med. It's designed specifically for first-line treatment, so it works fast. Baytril 100 kills BRD-causing bacteria in as little as 24 hours, so cattle feel better fast and can get back to work, back to eating. Ask your veterinarian about fast-acting Baytril 100 or visit Baytril100.com for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use of this drug in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal period is required, not for use in calves to be processed for veal or in cattle intended for dairy production. Baytril 100. Right the first time.
99?
Yeah.
You have a little feed right on at the edge of your...
Oh.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
We're talking today with Dr. Glenn Selk of Oklahoma State University. Glenn, let's talk a little bit about springtime and our mama cow herds. And you were indicating that there's a real concern right now that we've got maybe these cows not in good enough body condition. They're too thin.
Well, Ron, I think this time of the year in the late winter, early spring months is one of the toughest times to keep condition on cows, especially spring calving cows that have just calved. They're in the first part of lactation. Our dormant grasses in a large part of the cases are in a situation where they're either very, very low in quantity, very low in quality, or both. To where the amount of standing forage available to these cattle is quite low. To compound the situation, we begin to see the appearance of some of the little winter annuals. The first green plants that these cows have had a chance to consume since last summer. They're obviously very palatable, but remember, they're very high in moisture, very low in energy density, and the quantity of them is really quite small. So there's just not much in terms of especially calories, energy, going into these cows while they're chasing those little winter annuals. Consequently, what we're seeing is a pretty severe loss in body condition of especially spring calving cows at this time of the year. And it's critical because we know from research at OSU that if we lose, say, a full body condition score between calving going into the breeding season, that we'll have a fall off in our rebreed percentages to the tune of about 20-21%. And that's a very, very expensive loss. So my thoughts for the producers, Ron, is that we have got to try to keep out some of our best quality hay that we still have available, something that's palatable, something that will compete as best as possible with those little winter annuals, and continue to feed those expensive energy range cubes to try to keep body condition on these cattle going into the spring breeding season. Because as expensive as those feeds are, it's going to be even more expensive if we have a 20% loss in rebreeding performance.
Extension beef cattle specialist Dr. Glenn Selk. I guess the old adage from the TV commercial some years ago, you can pay me now or you can pay me later, fits very well in this poor body condition score scenario that Dr. Selk's talking about today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, Pervine Farms have got their 5th annual Cattleman's Choice Bull Sale and Select Female Offering coming up 29th and 30th of March. Bull Sale on Saturday, March 29th, 1:30 in the afternoon. Female Sale Bid Off starts 5 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, March 30th. Stephanie and Chet Pervine invite you to come on out to the farm in Fay, Oklahoma for this great set of cattle they'll be offering. Catalog photos and directions available online at www.pervinefarms.com. Or give Chet a call, 580-623-3693 for information. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network, a service of Griffin Communications.